Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. Welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess. And gosh, am I so happy to be here today talking about this particular key that I'm here to pass on to you from my cosmic galactic spiritual keychain to help you unlock all of the locks here on the unlocking series that are locking you up from living your best fucking life. Okay, that's really what this whole series is about. This whole show is about empowering you to step into all of the divinity, all of the spiritual magic, all of the beautiful feminine woo. I'm very mixed feelings about that word, but I say it sometimes. Magical shit that makes you a spiritual being having a human experience. That's what we talk about here, as well as the hustling part of you, the part of you that wants to make a lot of money, wants to build a big business, a big platform, have a big impact. And big is a relative term. I should say fulfilling impact, fulfilling mission that is unique to you and to you alone, because I believe we were all designed to be prosperous, free, happy, abundant, and on purpose. That's really why we fucking came to planet Earth. And so we talk about all of this on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, and we translate that through incredible interviews with some of the most incredible voices in today's space on business, branding, leadership, spirituality, and these little tiny solos that I do every single Thursday on the Unlocking series. And if you have not yet subscribed to the podcast, if you have not yet left a review on the podcast, go ahead and do that right now. It takes less than a second to subscribe. It takes a couple sentences to leave us 5 stars on Apple, a couple sentences, and how the show has impacted your life. It means so much to me personally, and it really helps the show grow. And we're also on YouTube. So come watch us on YouTube and check out the breakthroughs and our cute outfits and the set of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Watch it on video to feel a whole new level of connection with me and my guests. And if you haven't yet shared this show with a friend, now is a beautiful time to do that. Share it on social media, tag me. I often reshare it whenever I see my community sharing the podcast. So I just want to say thank you for being here. Before we get into today, I just really need you to know how much your presence is my fucking gift. It's my present. I know I was going to say that was cheesy, but it's true. You guys are really why I do what I do, and I feel you every single day. And so today, I want to unlock something that doesn't always get the spotlight in feminine spiritual entrepreneurship, but it is absolutely vital. And that is the sacred masculine. Because here's what I see, and I'm just going to be totally honest. What I see happening in the West, the divine feminine has become super glorified. She's become the goal. We've pedestalized her, dressed her up in like flowing dresses and rose quartz crystals in her bras and feathers in her hair. And don't get me wrong, I love me a good ritual, but somewhere along the way, you guys, we have completely lost the plot. As women entrepreneurs, if we want to truly succeed and not just survive, not just float along in the ethers, but truly fucking succeed, we cannot bypass the masculine. We need structure. We need systems. We need accountability. And the reason why I feel so fired up about this, I mean, I've always believed that we need calibration. And for most of my career, I was way too much in the masculine and I did not have, you know, a good relationship with that inner part of me at all. And then I sort of had my breakdown to break through and reclaimed my own feminine power personally. And then I went to Avalon. I went to Avalon last summer with my Seven Sisters Mastermind group, and it's in Glastonbury, UK. It's the most activated goddess sacred site in the world. And while I was in Avalon, I sat with real fucking priestesses, not the Instagram version of the feminine, but actual priestesses who were in the deepest devotion and embodiment to the goddess I had ever seen in my life. These women were embodied so fiercely, so unapologetically, that it changed me. It gave me a whole new perspective and template of what the feminine looks like. And you know what it looked like? It wasn't soft. They weren't endlessly in flow. These women were fierce. They took no fucking prisoners. They gave zero fucks. They were protectresses of this new earth that we talk about all the time on the show. And I'll never forget this moment when we were sitting with one of these beautiful priestesses. Her name was Marion. She was one of our guides. And she's a priestess of the goddess Brigid. And she was showing us how to weave Brigid's cross. The Brigid cross is like an ancient Irish symbol. And we were kind of weaving these beautiful like reeds together that we'd plucked from the earth on this beautiful walk we went on with her. And when I looked down at the shape when she was done, my body froze because it looked like a swastika. And as a Jewish woman, my heart clenched because that symbol represents the deepest trauma in my lineage, right? And I said that to her. I said to Marion, like it blurted out of my mouth. I was like, this looks like a swastika. And she looked right into my eyes without flinching. And then she went on to say, and we are taking it back. She explained right there at the table, and all of my sisters were sitting right alongside me listening to this. She explained how the Nazis had stolen that symbol from ancient culture, had twisted it, had weaponized it. But at its core, this cross was a symbol of devotion, of the eternal love between earth and sky. And it hit me. In a moment, it really was so powerful, it was life-changing, that part of our role as women is to reclaim what has been co-opted, distorted, and lost, to restore right relationship, to bring things back into wholeness, and that includes the masculine. We have to come into right relationship with our own inner masculine as women, first inside of ourselves, if we want it to calibrate and harmonize in the world. Because without it, the feminine cannot actually flow. She doesn't feel safe. And that was this energy that I felt from Marion. It was like, no, like we are not willing to submit. We are here to protect. We are here to hold a new vision and a new way fiercely. Think about water, right? Water is feminine. It is one of the most feminine elements, if not the ultimate feminine element. It is flowing. It is fluid. It is receptive. It is beautiful. But water needs the riverbanks, right? The masculine container so that it can move with power and with direction and with purpose. And without it, she floods everywhere, right? She dissipates. She loses her force. And this is how so many women run their businesses. I see it in my community. I see it in the women that I coach. It is floating, it is flowing, it is following intuition, but there is no structure. And intuition without integration doesn't scale. It burns us out, actually, and it leaves us broke. Sacred union between the masculine and the feminine is the game, okay? I actually have a tattoo of the Vesica Pisces on my right inner arm that I got from, inspired by the Chalice Well. It's a symbol all throughout Avalon. And it is the sacred union between masculine that protects and the feminine that loves. But here is the truth, sister. I need you to hear this. Both the masculine and the feminine within us need to learn how to lead.
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle-syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
So how do you start bringing the masculine online inside of yourself in a way that's supportive for you, not suppressive, right, of our feminine essence? Well, I want you to really start to create containers for your time. Like, this is one of the most lowest hanging fruits that we can do as women to create better structure in our lives, to stop leaving our calendars open for chaos, to block creative time, block CEO time, block rest. Honor everything on your calendar like you would a client meeting, because structure in your calendar equals freedom in your calendar. I want you to really think about your non-negotiables. Like, what are your holy yeses and your holy noes? I want you to write them down, because boundaries are not barriers. They are the walls of the temple that protect your feminine frequency. I fucking love me a system. Like, systems that scale, automations, project management tools, onboarding processes, content calendars. These are not boring administrative tasks, you guys. These are the river banks that allow your feminine creativity to pour through your business without leaking your energy everywhere. I want you to really start to hold yourself accountable, to stop waiting for external validation, to create metrics inside of your business that matter to you. Like, who says you need to have 100,000 followers on Instagram? Who says you need to make $1 million this year? Where do those numbers come from? What yardsticks are you measuring yourself against? And when you choose those metrics, to really hold yourself accountable to them. Like, did I honor my body this week as I was growing my business? Did I stay in integrity with my word? Accountability is the masculine in action. And to lead with fierce love, not just love, but fierce love. Just like Marian and those priestesses walked in front of me. Masculine doesn't mean domination. It means direction. It means protection. And so letting your inner masculine be the sword that clears the space so that your feminine can be the chalice that receives. This is sacred union. This is what our planet has been waiting for humanity to come home to. This is the work. It's not about worshiping the feminine anymore and rejecting the masculine. It's about harmony, about building the Vesica Pisces within us. I'm going to leave a link to that image in the show notes. The overlap where both energies merge, creating something so much greater than either could do alone. And when we calibrate our inner masculine, we don't lose our softness. We amplify it, actually. We unlock safety, structure, and sovereignty so our feminine can truly shine. This is how we build businesses that don't just look good on Instagram, but actually fucking change the world. So here's my invitation for you. Ask yourself, where do I need more riverbanks? Where am I leaking energy, avoiding structure, fearing the masculine? And what could become possible if I reclaimed it? Not as a patriarchal force, but as a sacred one. because only then can we truly, truly lead. Only then can we really, truly love all of us, the wholeness of who we truly are. Only then can we unlock the future that we really came here to create. I love you all so much, and thank you for being with me here on another episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.